Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you know, my emotions, like that side of it, I hate it. You know what I'm saying? I play football, I play with my brothers, I get to know my brothers, I hate it. But, you know, I'm paid to play football. No one cares if I hate it. Go catch the ball. That's how I see it. And yeah, man, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability so that stuff like that, they feel like they can keep us all together. That's the reality of this thing. You don't win games, things change.
Jets receiver Garrett Wilson. Really? Slapping a nice little component of leadership to him there.
Yeah. Rumor has it.
I was very impressed with his comments post-deadline.
Yeah. They were unable to... They did not move him. Not unable. Maybe they were planning on not. But AFC East teams, it sounds like, were interested in something on the Jets, whether it be Breece Hall, whether it be Garrett Wilson. And the Jets were not making an in-division deal. That they were very reluctant to do so. So
it's funny. There was a report, I do believe it was Diana Rossini, who had reported that AFC's teams were like trying to make conversation with the Jets, and they said absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Which then coincides with Brandon Bean's frustration earlier this week.
Yeah.
So it does sound like they talked to the Jets, be it about Wilson or even maybe Quinnen Williams.
Yeah. Tried to talk to the Jets, probably.
There were attempts made, and it was ring, ring. Hi, this is Brandon Bean. Click. Like, rude.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't go that rudely, but like.
I'll put you on hold. I'd like to watch the line blink. That's basically what the Jets said.
Watch the line blink.
That's what the Jets said.
That's so mean. But yeah, that's probably what happened there. Anyway.
Oh, did you see this? This also could have been cheekish, maybe. I don't know. Drew Brees, now on Fox. Because Mark Sanchez let go.
That's just consequences, actions,
yes.
This, that, and the other.
So he won't be on First Take anymore. It'll be interesting to see Drew Brees in a actual like recurring spot with where Sanchez was. So
we'll see what happens there.
See if he's away from Stephen A. Smith, how the content changes. But go ahead.
All right. So do want to take a moment to get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Pat, you were waiting patiently throughout. You suffered through our hockey talk.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome into the show. Thanks for waiting.
That's kind of interesting what you just said about Quinnen Williams, because, I mean, the Jets are so far away. Who cares? They should have just made the best deal they could have gotten. But I just want to say a couple things. Yeah, you know, I see the Patriots sort of wobbling a little bit with just, you know, an injury here or there or as a rat in the locker room, but I tell you, we got to beat them. I don't care if we win the division. If they sweep us, that's not good. So we really got to beat them. And, you know, we got some tough games coming up. I mean, the Steelers are a very weird team. I mean, they can play really tough, you know. So that's a tough one. Obviously, the Eagles, you know, the Buccaneers. So we got to really we got to toughen up. I hope Josh looks like he did against the Panthers.
All right, Pat, appreciate the call, man. You were coming out ready to go. New England does have that advantage with their schedule. And I do think that you are right that they will collect a couple of losses throughout here, because I'm sorry, if the Patriots go 15-2, I'm not ready for that reality again.
No. And I honestly, I hate to be the I told you so wagon, but all offseason I was like, the Patriots are going to be there. And here we are talking about them. They're in front of the Bills in the division right now. A couple big games here coming up for the Bills and against the Patriots just in general with this, the opponents and everything. So this will be a make or break point in the season. I feel like if it's got to happen in the next few games, otherwise it won't. So this is going to get hectic here towards the end. We looked through, on my own personal stuff, I looked through both schedules, the Bills schedule and the Patriots schedule. And if you look through and kind of pick the games you think they'll win, in the games you think they'll lose, the Bills end up around 12-5, 13-4, right?
Right.
And the Patriots end up around 12-5, 11-6. So there is a chance here that if they tie, right, that Falcons game can matter. The Bucs game can matter, right? Like, all of that can come back to bite them in a way, because the Falcons played their best game of the season against the Bills and haven't looked the same since. So I don't really know what to make of that, but the Patriots are not going anywhere anytime soon. And even this season, you're going to have to hope for existential things to be able to put the dagger in them, if you will, you know, like the Bucs this week.
And I think that's going to lead us to where I want to go with this discussion. And it has to do with the rest of the league, the rest of the AFC, and see where things kind of go from here. I'm far more intrigued about how the rest of the conference is going to shape up with this week. Mostly because I don't want to have the conversation of if you lose to Miami. If you lose to Miami, then we're not looking at the division anymore. It's just get to the playoffs. I hope we enjoy the last game at the current Highmark Stadium being the game against the Jets. That's what happens. That's what happens with my attitude if you lose to Miami.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose to Miami.
The over-under right now, 9.5. The Bills are favored by 9.5 points. Yeah. I'd alt-spread that to 15.5. I think they absolutely destroy them.
Miami is a rudderless ship. They
do have certain aspects where I'm like, okay, like Jalen Waddle can still be a mismatch depending on injuries for the Bills' defense. But, like, I think Tua's – it's all about timing with him. And if Greg Russo, Joey Bosa can hit home on the edge – that'll be the end of that. We'll see Landon Jackson get a little bit of game time more than likely as well. So
the Dolphins also had Tyreek Hill for their first meeting.
They did. And losing Tyreek Hill helps you deal with the mismatch of Jalen Waddle, right? And
right.
Jalen Phillips also on the defense, gone. Jalen Ramsey, gone. Like, their defense is string bean compared to last time. And hey, James Cook dealing with an injury, right? The ankle injury, he's going to play. But they might save him a little bit. They might not play him as much. They might not have him do as much. So I'm intrigued to see what the passing game looks like, or if Ty Johnson or Ray Davis start getting really involved this week, if they go back to kind of a rotation thing.
All right. So I think because we haven't done this in a couple weeks,
It's
been a minute. I guess we could get that around the NFL type music going on here, because we are going to be talking about around the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Sauce Gardner's second trip overseas this season with a different team.
That makes that uncanny.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But what you're alluding to is the Colts against the Falcons.
Yes.
And Atlanta has turned into that game where, okay, we haven't had that Bills you lost in a while, and here it is. Because Atlanta's sitting there at 3-5. They are as hot and cold as it gets. Drake London's been awesome, though, this year.
Awesome. Also, Michael Penix is the hot and cold.
He really is their factor.
Yeah, that's what's losing them games and winning them games right there. He's the mix of both.
But Jonathan Taylor, he's been fantastic. I'd imagine they'll just try to run it down Atlanta's throat, mostly because you don't want to deal with Daniel Jones being constantly blitzed, because that's what Jeff Ulbrich does. it's been frustrating for a lot of quarterbacks, including Josh Allen and the Bills. So I'm interested to see here what happens. But Indy, I think, should still hold on to their case for the one seed right now. Obviously, that game could be a lot closer than we think, though. I am going to highlight this game mostly because their division is bad. Baltimore against the Vikings.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, though, his alter ego, he calls nine out there on the field. Had a pretty good game against the last opponent there.
In game number nine for both of these teams, the Ravens, this is imperative. You need to win this game, because if you're at six losses at the halfway point of the year, there's not much you can do to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because then you have to play perfect football just to make it. And I don't think that that's going to happen, not with the injuries that have depleted their defense. This is the must-win portion of the season for the Ravens, and it's going to be throughout the entirety of the season.
Every game for them is meaningful because they really have to win out to overtake Pittsburgh.
Right.
They could drop a game, but realistically, their goal should be to just win, 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 win.
Yeah, and it starts here with the Vikings. All right, Patriots-Buccaneers. Tampa Bay has a lot to say about the lead in the AFC East over the next couple weeks. And I do find that fascinating. Because Tampa's a good team. They're an entertaining team. They're a cardiac team. Can you close out against a team that has done so well in one-score games this year? Drake May is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's officially official. We have to say it with our chest.
Yep.
Drake May is a problem.
Yep.
And yes, are you beating up on bad teams? Absolutely.
Good teams beat up on bad teams.
But that's what he's doing, is exactly that. You have to beat up on bad teams if you're going to have that cupcake schedule. You might as well take advantage of it. And yeah, Drake May is absolutely taking advantage of it. It is getting very frustrating seeing it happen with the Patriots. It's not just that it is the Patriots. It's that
it's them. I mean, it is a little bit, because it's them returning to be that thorn in your side just after a few year hiatus.
Oh, this is not a thorn in the side. This is your division leader.
Mm-hmm.
This is, welcome back to the hell that we've had for so long.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at the Patriots, though. You do have to put respect on Drake May's name, like you said, because truthfully, he's doing a lot with Diggs.
It's not like they have a run game.
And everybody else without a run game. Ramondre Stevenson, not great. He's going to be out as well. He's not playing. Kayshon Boutte, also not going to play, if I remember correctly there.
Yep.
So, DeMario Douglas, big game for him. Diggs, big game for him. And listen, the Bucs are frisky. This is a huge game, because the Bucs, if they mm-hmm. are able to beat the Patriots, that kind of evens out if you do tie the Patriots and the Bills are able to beat the Bucs next week.
Common opponent.
That'll tie up your common opponent. That, you know, so you do. This is imperative. You're a big Tampa Bay fan this week, along with being a big Bills fan, of course. But you need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to beat the Patriots. That's
just bad. So that everyone knows, common opponent is one of the main tiebreakers after head-to-head and divisional record.
So if the Patriots split, they have the same divisional record, games like these are going to matter.
Games like these will end up mattering in the end if it gets to that tiebreaker facet. Jaguars and Texans. Jacksonville is the team keeping Kansas City out of the postseason at the current moment.
Keep it there. Keep them there.
Even with a loss, technically will still happen because they have the head-to-head on Kansas City, a 5-4 record against a 5-4 record. The head-to-head is your primary tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville does hold it. Can you, against Houston, and a very good defense there,
divisional game,
can you put yourself effectively at a two-game cushion against the Chiefs while also chasing your division still? You'd still only be one game back at the Colts. Oddly enough for Jacksonville,
right?
If you get another win here, there's opportunities here for the Jaguars.
Jacksonville's hot and cold, man. They really are.
Trevor Lawrence is the...
I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say about him. I don't know.
Is he the smartest dumb quarterback or the dumbest smart quarterback I've ever seen?
I think there was more of an argument for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be that. Harvard educated and was a terrible quarterback, but... No, I don't know.
Fitzy catching strays here. What are we doing?
Yeah, I know.
Joe. But
what are you going to do? You got to call a spade here, Derek. I can't lie to the people. Okay. You understand?
Joe.
But Trevor Lawrence, no, I don't know what to really think about him. He's got good weeks. He's got bad weeks. He's waving off his coach in one week and then doing dumb things the next. I really don't know.
He's game by game.
He's Luka Pekka Luukkonen of the NFL. That's what he is.
Wow. It's series by series, by the way, Joe.
Oh, boy.
The UPL of football, Trevor Lawrence. I would say that that's being mean to UPL. There are times where Lawrence's brain is as smooth as his hair.
Silky smooth.
Oh, my God. And it's just some of the most baffling decisions that you'll ever see.
Yeah, and the problems are as loud and large as his nose.
Now, oddly enough, I think there's going to be a strange rooting interest for the Sunday night game between the Steelers and the Chargers. Pittsburgh does lead the AFC North. I would like that to stay that way.
Keep Baltimore out.
No. With a loss. You want to know why? The Chargers also are a team holding the Chiefs out of the postseason.
Yeah. I don't trust Denver to do that long term. We need the Chargers to step back into it.
Baltimore has done a lot of the damage to themselves already. As a matter of fact, if the Steelers lose and the Vikings beat Baltimore here, the Ravens are still in a lot of trouble.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, I'm not going to say that I'm scared of them. I do want to say it would be hilarious to see them miss the postseason with a healthy Patrick Mahomes. That is what I want at this point.
I do want it. I'm not of the camp where it's like, oh, I want to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. I really don't care whether you play them or not. A Super Bowl is a Super Bowl.
I want my vengeance.
I don't know.
I deserve this.
I would take that regular season win and call it whatever.
I deserve
and
this.
Through. But,
well, ready? If you keep them out of the postseason and one of your wins does it, does that technically mean that you eliminated them from the playoffs?
Right. That's what I would argue. I really don't have to play them. But yeah, I'm right there. I'm with you on that. The Chargers, listen, the Broncos are the worst 8-2 team in the league, I think, after the other night. I don't trust them to continue on the pace they're on. I think they're going to stall at some point.
I do think, though, that 8-2, though, is... it's a fact that you have a 3-game lead right now.
You almost
on the
want them in the playoffs because then you can just wipe the floor with them and move on.
Can I say I would hate to play Denver?
I wouldn't.
Oh my God, what?
They're so. They were. Did you watch that Thursday night football game?
Yes. I also know that that's a dominant defense.
Bo Nix. I really don't think Bo Nix is going to be a franchise quarterback.
It has nothing to do with Nix. It has everything to do with their defense.
They had a similar defense last year, did they not?
But we've also seen what they've been able to do, though, frustrating teams.
Yeah.
But they're also a defense that has gotten a year wiser. They added Jahdae Barron to the slot. And also, the Bills' offensive line has not been as good this year.
Hasn't been as good, but if the Bills make some scheme adjustments, I wouldn't mind. If they play like they did against the Chiefs last week, I have no worry.
All right. I don't want anything to do with Denver right now because it seems like they're getting their wins through voodoo magic, and you know I don't mess with that.
The Bills normally stop the voodoo magic, though.
No, they don't. The Chiefs beat them every year.
That's a different kind of voodoo magic, Derek. That's the shadow man in the corner of the room right behind you.
Voodoo, wizardry, and BS are all the same thing, okay? I just want you to know that. So, whether it's the Steelers with their 9-8 Super Bowl.
Listen, Mike Tomlin's going to win some more games this season.
The Chiefs with their red water fountains, because that wasn't ominous or anything.
No, that was bad.
Or now Denver getting to 8-2 despite not knowing how to move a football past a chain of sticks.
I would have suggested the Chiefs to go to the yellow color so it's not as abrasive, but then I realized it would be even more abrasive because it just looked like urine.
Yeah, that would not look good either. But still, dark magic is dark magic. You don't have to put the open that Evan played here today. There's no science to evil, okay?
Respect.
All right.
I feel that.
So that's around the NFL, though. We wanted to more focus on the games that are going on with teams that are in precarious positions within the AFC.
It'll be interesting, though. Last note on the Broncos. Next week, they play the Chiefs for the first time.
Both teams, though, have extended time to get ready.
Yes, they do.
I mean, granted, the Chiefs have it off the bye week, but Denver gets 10 days.
Yeah, they have a mini bye.
It is kind of beneficial for Denver that they get some extended time of their own to get ready for Kansas City. I mean, if I was part of a pretentious fan base, I'd be upset about it, but I'm not.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad we did that because there are more games than you would think, right? Like, I'm just going to run through this for you really quick, okay? I want to do this before we go take a timeout.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, rest of their schedule, I'm going to go game by game, name opponent, you say win or loss. Okay?
Oh, no.
Patriots, Bucks.
Okay.
Just based off of your initial gut feeling, it doesn't have to be like loss, win. Like,
you know what? Let's make it interesting and say a loss.
Okay. Loss. Patriots, Jets. Win?
Yeah. I don't need
to. Patriots, Jets. Win. So you 1-1 right now. Patriots, Bengals.
Yeah,
win that one. 2-1. Giants, Patriots. That could get frisky.
Are we serious with these opponents?
Yep. Giants, Patriots, December 1st. 8:15, by the way. That's a primetime game. That's a Monday night football. At 8:15, that's a Monday night football game.
Oh, that's gross.
Would you have them losing?
No.
Or winning? Okay, so 3-1. Bills, Patriots. You have them splitting, right? I would assume.
Yeah.
So 3-2. Patriots, Ravens.
They might be dead by now.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the Patriots winning?
Yeah,
4-2?
Yeah.
4-2. Patriots, Jets, second time around, 5-2. Dolphins, Patriots, January 4th.
Oh, my God.
6-2. So the Patriots are already, what's the record already?
Those two teams need to be relegated.
So realistically, the Patriots are 7-2, so they would be, you have them at 13-4, the way you'd pick their schedule right now. The Bills, Dolphins win, Bills, Bucks. How do you feel about that one?
I don't know. But I think for the sanctity of this segment, we'll call it a win.
Win. So 2-0. Bills, Texans.
They should win that.
I think they should win that. Bills, Steelers. Mike Tomlin could pull out a squeaky, weird Tomlin victory here.
I also don't respect Mike Tomlin.
I don't
as
either.
A coach, so win.
4-0. Bills, Bengals, Bills.
Yeah.
Win.
You better win that.
5-0. Bills, Patriots. 6-0.
Yep.
Bills, Browns. Should be 7-0.
Yep.
Eagles, Bills.
Loss.
That's a loss. 7-1. Jets, Bills. We don't know. Well, they actually, if New England's going to play, they're going to have to play this game, I think.
Yes.
For the
both teams will have to play for their,
so
for
that's
their
a,
sake.
That's a win. So you have them going 8-1. So,
which is akin to what they do every year.
It is. So you have the Bills then at that point being 14-3. So they would win. They'd win the division at that point.
Yep.
So, realistically, I do think
so
the Bills still win this division.
So let's call Tampa a loss, though.
Tampa
and
loss.
Both teams are sitting there at 13-4. They've split their division, their head-to-head, and they have the same division record.
And they both lost to Tampa then. And New England beat Atlanta. So then they would be the winners of the division.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's something
Baltimore
to that.
Baltimore could come into that, though.
Baltimore could factor in. If they lose to Baltimore and Buffalo's beaten the Ravens, that could be another factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking just to see what's going on here because I need to remember what their two losses. Steelers factor into this.
They do.
Because, so Baltimore doesn't factor in. The Bills don't have the advantage on Atlanta, but they get it back through Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so then you're probably looking at strength of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting deep into the pocket with the tiebreakers if both teams lose to Tampa and it goes the way that I called it.
So Tampa, do we dare for the Bills? Must win? Do we dare?
Weirdly enough, for a non-conference game, it might have to be.
I think it is. It's a must win against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Wait a minute.
What? What do you got over there? A sneeze, but what else?
Shut up. But conference record, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
If it carries over like this, the Bills have the advantage. If everything goes as predicted there, Buffalo's losses are who? Tampa and Philly.
Right, out of conference.
That's three out of conference losses.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
New England, earlier this year, their two losses are to the Raiders. That can come back to haunt them.
Yeah, AFC.
And the Steelers.
Steelers actually could be a big game. I do think we still label the Bucs as a must-win just for record-wise. You need to win that game.
Tampa and Pittsburgh are suddenly must-win games.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
You heard it here first.
All right, we'll take a timeout. Come back here. Joe, you have some much-delayed thoughts on something that you want to get off your chest from earlier this week, and I think that will allow you to do that here coming up next on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.